Brothers and sisters, I can't tell you when God's going to come and pour out His Spirit in your heart or over New England. Those are the secret things that Brother Mike was speaking about. I can't tell you when He is going to do that. But I can tell you this, it will not be apart from steadfast devotion to prayer. It will not be apart from steadfast devotion to prayer. And I'll encourage you in this, when the Lord does answer that prayer, don't stop praying. When the Lord brings a man into your city, proclaims the gospel, people start getting saved, a church is established by God, there is healthy life and fellowship with Jesus Christ at the center, you're beginning to see lives transformed, do not stop praying. It is then that we need to pray even more.
Now let me ask you a question tonight. Who is the person in your life that you think it's impossible for them to be converted? I want to tell you something. It is impossible. It is as impossible for that person to be converted as it is for a 90-year-old barren woman to have a child. That's what God's saying to you when He calls every Christian Isaac. He says, yes, you'll laugh the laugh of unbelief because it's impossible for them to ever be converted. But what's He say? Is anything too difficult for the Lord? Specifically in connection with the conversion, supernatural birth of people. He wants you to lay hold of this. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? I'm telling you this, God says. I'm telling you, every time you see a Christian, realize it. You want to laugh a laugh of unbelief? You feel like that inside? This can never happen. It's gone on for so many years, Lord. It's impossible. Yes, it's impossible. But is anything too difficult for God? Beloved, we have every encouragement to ask God for the impossible.
God knows what He's about with you, beloved, every one of you. He will perfect that which concerns you. So you know what you're to do? Through the tears, through the heartache, persevere. John Bunyan said, perseverance is keeping one hand on the plow while you wipe the tears away with the other. Press on. Persevere. Your Savior has trod this path and He's calling you on. Follow me through Gethsemane. Follow me to Calvary. Follow me all the way to heaven. I will keep you, I'll preserve you, and I will sanctify to your soul every trial that falls from above. Jesus, the broken man. Jesus, the praying man. Jesus, the victorious man. He's your Savior, and He's with you.
If I had told the families of many of you sitting here tonight, and said, you know what He's going to be doing? He's going to be attending this conference. He's going to be a Christian singing praises to God. I know of some atheists here. They were atheists 6 months or a year ago or 2 years ago, and they're here tonight singing praises to God. If you had told your family that, they would have laughed. If I had told you that, you would have laughed. It's impossible. Every Christian is an emblem of the fact that God is more powerful than all the forces of hell.
So we ought to live in faith and obedience and duty, preaching the gospel, living for Christ, loving each other, and together with one accord saying, Father, send the promise of the Spirit here. Send the promise of the Spirit here.